Happy November the 1st, 2019. It's Friday. You are listening to the Grow Great Podcast. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio here in what was a stormy Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. It looks like winter is finally here. Hope all is well with you. I appreciate you clicking play. Thank you very much for subscribing to the podcast. Amplify relationships. Amplify is a verb, so action. We need action. It was in his book, Kevin Kelly's book, New Rules for the New Economy, where he wrote, "The central economic imperative of the network economy is to amplify relationships." I agree with that. I completely agree with that. In fact, all of the work here at Grow Great is about that. Self-awareness, it's very hard. Very, very hard. And you know, schools don't help. I know better than to do what I did, but I did it anyway. Because, well, sometimes I'm like you. Sometimes I'm a ninny. My 12-year-old grandson is in the 7th grade. That means he is now in junior high. And it's a big transition from elementary school in a lot of ways. Most notably, he's got more classes, 7 to be specific. So the other day, I'm asking him about his grades. Now, to be fair, I rarely do this. I rarely ask about grades, but I happen to know that he's been going through this transition that so many kids do at this age. Mostly, I just ask him about, you know, what are you enjoying? And I'm curious as to why. Why do you enjoy these things? And of course, like most of us, what he enjoys is he enjoys the things that he excels at. Or I may ask him what he's done well. And of course, usually they are one in the same. I'm usually more focused on just encouraging him to lean into those things that he's really good at, those things that he enjoys. Part of my problem is the same problem that other adults have, though, with kids and their family, right? We've got this built-in favorable bias where we may think our kids are pretty good at everything, and this kid is a smart kid and pretty smart at everything. Now, sometimes he knows that, so we have to remind him, you're not that smart. Well, he tells me that he's got 4 A's out of the 7 classes, but he's pretty confident that by the time the report cards hit, he expects to have A's in the remaining 3 classes as well. And so I blurt out, "But you don't have any C's, do you? Hello, judgment." This is what's wrong. This is what's wrong with the state of education in America. Cookie cutter, single standard, grade-based performance where we focus on not the A's, not the B's, but the C's, the D's, and especially the F's. We focus on the negative. We focus on where the struggles are, and we want to shore those up. And so as a result, we're raising kids who, much like us, I'm guilty, they are not able to very quickly tell you what they're great at, but they could more quickly tell you what they're struggling at. Because that's what we focus on. We've got it all backwards. Our kids ought to be able to very quickly tell us where they are strongest. Now, this is important for a lot of reasons. Confidence building is chief among them. And I realize that we get into all this self-esteem with kids and whatnot, but just stick with me because I'm absolutely opposed to the entitlement society that we are in where everybody gets a trophy. And nobody understands rejection, and kids haven't understood what it feels like to be punched in the face because, well, life punches all of us in the face. A buddy calls me up the other day. He's telling me about this network event that he attended, and we both normally kind of shy away from these affairs, but he was invited to one, and so he went, and he's been studying some techniques to improve behavior by elevating your thoughts. Now, to be fair, he and I both study this a lot, all the time, and he's really accomplished at a lot of these things. In fact, he's got various certifications about such things. So he goes into this networking event, and he tries this really quick exercise as he walks into the room. He's determined he's going to find one suitable client candidate, and so he does this exercise, and nobody can see what he's doing, obviously. He's doing this largely in his head. And he's looking the room over, and he's got this in his mind that this is what he's going to accomplish. and a person catches his eye. He's not even really sure why this person caught his eye, but this person does catch his eye, and so he approaches this fellow. He begins a conversation, and this isn't some full-blown sales mode ordeal, mind you. They're just having a casual conversation, a nice friendly conversation. They're getting to learn more about one another. They do not know one another prior to this event. And as my buddy answers the question, well, what do you do? He begins to tell the other fellow what he does. Well, the other fellow's leaning in. He's really, really interested and intrigued. In fact, he's so interested, he asks, can we meet sometime? Can we meet sometime next week? Because I want to learn more. I'd like to know more. Well, now you know why my buddy called. My buddy had to call to tell me this story. And it was a great story. We are both interested in neuroscience. We are both interested in psychology. We are both very, very, very interested in culture and people and leadership and why people do what they do. And both of us have studied this stuff and people for decades. And we're both pretty self-aware. In fact, like you, we are very aware of our weaknesses. And I say to him, it's confidence. It's confidence. You employed a technique that you believe in. And so as you entered that room believing what you really believed, that you would find a potential client, guess what? You did. My friend's value system, the way that he sees the world and the way he sees his place in the world, coupled with his strong belief in this particular technique that was designed to help him, it gave him the best opportunity to enter that room and make a connection. In fact, you could say that the friendship that he and I have, the relationship that he and I have, is largely built upon the fact that we share kind of these value systems and we share these curiosities and frankly, we're able to talk super candidly with one another. And sometimes that's not always fun. But you know, this is how it works for all of us. But most of us mistake going it alone, trying to figure these things out for ourselves. And the knowledge that we have of ourselves, self-knowledge, if you please, it's too frequently not self-knowledge at all. It's too frequently conceit and pride and arrogance. Typically, it's because we don't incorporate others into our life to help us see things more clearly. We neglect to amplify relationships that can help us soar with our strengths. I have a question. This is the question of the week. As we enter this new month of November, it's a great question to wrestle with in the month of November. What's more important than your ability to discover and leverage your individual strengths? As a business owner, as a leader, what's more important than your ability to discover and leverage your individual strengths? When you amplify relationships, you dramatically improve that ability. Because you surround yourself with some people willing and able to help you elevate those abilities, the ability to discover and the ability to leverage your strengths. Now, this is not some kind of a comparison game where people hold you up compared to somebody else and then let you know, well, okay, you don't measure quite up to them, but look over here at this person. Look over here at this lame brain. You're a whole lot better than they are. No, that's not what this is. This is an insight game. People who surround you, people with whom you have a close and safe, and that's super important, a safe relationship, are able to support you, to serve you, to help you see things that you wouldn't otherwise see in yourself and in the world around you. Now, on the flip side, there are people with whom you are unsafe. Now, you may not feel that you are unsafe. You may feel quite safe with these people, but they are unsafe. They are people that you may trust, but maybe you don't trust. Maybe you've never trusted them. Maybe you've always trusted them. This makes this really, really murky and really difficult because those relationships that do not serve you well, they also have to be amplified, but in reverse. You have people in your life, people with whom you may feel completely safe, people that you may adore, but they are toxic. You need to amplify these relationships so that you can more clearly see how damaging they may be to your life. Now, I would say this is sometimes difficult, but I think this is really difficult. Really, really, really difficult. Because quite often the people who do the most damage to us are the ones that we are the most attracted to. They can be the people who approve of every poor choice we make. They love us. They love all of our choices, no matter how idiotic they are. They are always leading us to behave foolishly because maybe they behave foolishly. And maybe because, you know what? It's fun. They don't challenge us to be our best. They never ask us to change. Instead, they may help us to lower our life to a base level that is not good for us or anybody around us. I mean, a case in point, and it's a dramatic case in point, but it makes the point. Drug addicts. Drug addicts help one another by getting high together. Well, is that really help? No drug addict ever got the help they needed to not be a drug addict from their drug addict friends. People run together, enjoying the same foolishness. How can you see that for what it is? Well, now, if you're a drug addict, it's not likely. It's going to take something really dramatic. But even for those of us that aren't drug addicts, it can be really difficult for us to see that for what it is. You have to decide for yourself what's important. You have to make up your own mind that discovering and leveraging your individual strengths is more important. And then you have to have the resolve to be more intentional about the people that you allow into your life. People who are willing and able to help you elevate your game. People willing to help you grow. Now, if figuring out your strengths is hard, and it is, it's super hard, then figuring out who can help you discover those strengths and how you can best leverage those strengths, well, that's ridiculously hard. It's doable, but it's hard. Here's the thing. It's not going to happen for you accidentally. It could, but it's unlikely. Like we talked about Wednesday, we talked about success on Wednesday and creating the best conditions possible to bring about success. This is an area where your chances of success are very high. They are extraordinarily high if you will put in the work and make the conditions favorable. It starts with something that seems counterintuitive. You ready? Brace yourself. Stop thinking about yourself. Stop being self-centered. Stop putting yourself ahead of everybody else. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. And maybe most of all, stop blaming other people. Stop blaming things, circumstances. Own it and realize that all of this attention that you are giving yourself is taking pieces of you away. It's chipping away at the fabric of who you are. It's not contributing to help you. It's not building you up. It's not helping you improve. It's not bringing out a better you. No. You're going to have to do this in order to properly amplify relationships. Help others. Be the most beneficial resource possible for other people. That's how you're going to find your best self. I know it sounds hokey, but it's true. And if you'll stop and think about it, it is completely rational. People are attracted to people they trust. We trust the people who we know have our best interest at heart. Well, who are these people? They tend to be the people with whom we feel the safest. Be safe for other people. Assess the people who surround you. Be honest with yourself. Are they making you live a higher moral life? Are they helping you live a life with greater impact? Are they making your current life more fun? Are they supporting your belief that you deserve whatever you feel you deserve because you're a victim in life? Are they people who never challenge you? The questions aren't always enjoyable. Wrestling with them isn't always fun. We are pursuing the most profitable lives possible. We're not merely looking to feel better about ourselves at the moment, only to be riddled with guilt later on. No, we're chasing sustainable, long-term growth and improvement. We're trying to grow great. We desperately need people who can help us, people who can see us where we are blind, people with a long-term vision where our short-term vision fails us, people who love us enough to call us out and help us avoid hiding behind our excuses. Yeah, those are the relationships that need amplification, because who you surround yourself with matters. Today's episode was brought to you by The Peer Advantage. You can find all the details by going to thepeeradvantage.com. If you are a U.S.-based entrepreneur, I would implore you to go check out thepeeradvantage.com. This is a 7-member online virtual by way of a video conferencing platform, mastermind group, if you please, a peer advantage group, where everybody together tries to help one another elevate their game. We try to amplify these relationships so that we can all grow and learn and improve, not through judgment, not through everybody telling people what they ought to do. None of us wants that, but so that we can share insights and experiences, challenges, and opportunities. Be well, do good, grow great. It's November. Let's make it a great Friday. Let's make it a great month. Man, the year is just clipping right on by. My name is Randy Cantrell. The podcast website is growgreat.com, and the Lord willing, I will see you on Monday.